Blog Talk Radio.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, but now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign chains, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now, so I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat the CD of Biggs, me and my watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got flipped, rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way a living was whack. She don't get it back like that. I'm a man with pride. You don't do like that. You don't just pick up and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was some girls, I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good, but once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. No, girl.
Welcome to the show. Can a player play live in full effect?
Your boy Pretty Tony coming to you, man. You know what I mean? Every Sunday, 2:30, we come through here and represent. This week, the original show out schedule is going to be real ghetto, but you know what I mean? I saw some things and heard some things this morning that kind of kept me in my philosophical mode, but I'll still tie into what I was going to talk about. This week, we're talking about the clock is ticking on just about everything in life. That's just the nature of the beast, you know what I mean? And when the blinders come off, you get to realizing some stuff. And you're like, wow, we really don't have that much time, so who got time for the BS, you know what I mean? But I want to take a few moments and address something that's been, you know what I mean, on my heart since this morning. I got up and I was watching a few of these conservative talk shows, and they were really riding on brothers. They were riding on the hip-hop culture. They were riding on, you know, us wearing our pants below our waist. They were riding on us not doing enough to take care of our families. They were riding on brothers going in and out of penitentiary, you know, these well-dressed, well-spoken brothers who, you know what I mean, got their Harvard on and all that. And I can't knock them because they went out and did what they had to do to make themselves better. But what I can knock is for you to sit there with your well-spoken ass trying to talk down to us. But, you know, you're talking about brothers wearing their pants below their waist is affecting our society. Y'all talking about hip-hop is affecting our society and yada, yada. Like, man, let me, you know what I mean? That's good. I'm on some real ish. Because everybody who listens to me know I'm ghetto, but I'm prolific. So I feel like being real ghetto right now, but I'm going to be prolific and philosophical. Ladies and gentlemen, wearing our pants below our waist is not affecting our society. What is affecting our society is the harsh socioeconomic conditions of the inner cities of this country, where a young man is not able to progress and do the things he needs to do. Now, it is a matter of opinion when one can say that the hip-hop culture has had a significant effect on the rest of the world. It is true, but hip-hop is not raising our children. Hip-hop is not raising our children. We are raising our children. The negative socioeconomic conditions in our neighborhoods is why we're not able to progress. Well, when a young man makes a mistake, and some young men do make mistakes, and he catches a felony case, he does no longer qualify for certain programs to further his education. So we are stuck in this doggone cyclone of destruction that keeps going on and on generation after generation. So when your well-spoken, well-dressed ass want to sit around and talk about hip-hop and pants below waist, let's talk about the real problems. Now I'm going to bring my co-host in because I was just ranting for a moment and he sent me a text trying to be all sarcastic. So let me go on and bring the esteemed K. Diddy Esquire in, and of course the lady who keeps it all together to make sure us knuckleheads don't get out of control, Lady Joy. K. Diddy, you're on, sir.
I'm here.
Well, thank you. It was just getting cold sitting down here on the roof of the car. What you laughing for, Joy? You was on the top of the truck too.
I was wondering
when we were gonna be able to get in the car, Joy. Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
No,
I mean, shit.
Look.
I'm like, he's on one today.
Mr. K. Diddy Esquire, I was having a commentary moment where the opinions of Pretty Tony was being expressed, and I didn't want
that's one
from my commentary.
Please, please don't misunderstand. Not for one moment did I not think you were not having a moment. I got that if I didn't get nothing else.
Yeah, you were having one. You were on one, baby.
But it's all right.
we all go there.
You know, I make sure my pants don't never be sagging around you. Oh.
Please.
hold on, hold on, hold on. I think I done ruffled somebody's feather already. Hold on. 1-1 on you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Nine. Last week, my name's Joe. Last week you had a show about biological clocks, and I thought I'd come back because it seems like you might be continuing that.
We still talking about this. We still going to be talking about the biological clock, but, you know, we're expanding it a little bit this week, but we're talking about the clock is ticking on life, period,
right.
And everything we do. The clock is ticking, my dear brother Joe. But, yeah, we're going to get back to that in like 2 minutes. So don't go nowhere because you look like you got something to say and we go doggone show. Listen to you, brother. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Joe. My man is back. So let me go on and get all this stuff out of the way. You know what I mean? Lady Joy, how was your week? How have you been?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing a countdown to all these birthday parties I'm having. I had the third one last night, so I got two more to go, and I'm done. People just want to have parties for me.
There you go. K. Diddy, of course. You seem like you had a lot you needed to say. Brother, how have you been? You wanted to chuck something onto the truck since I done brought you in out of the cold. You had something you wanted to add?
Oh, no, man, I just don't like sitting on the roof, you know, shit, if I'm in the car, I want to be in it, man, it get hot, and bugs and shit be out here, that's all.
Hey, that's what's going on. So then there's further underlying issues, we can just proceed with the show.
Absolutely.
All right, well, this week's show, since my man Joe has already called in, it's kind of a continuation from last week's show, but, you know, we're expanding it out a little bit more. You know, the clock is ticking on just about everything in life, but do we all truly realize that, you know what I mean? No time to waste because, unfortunately, the word eternal and eternity don't apply to the human condition. We definitely are born with an expiration date. But I'm going to bring my man Joe back in because he called back in this week and you got something to say. Joe, you with us, brother? You wanted to continue with the whole trend of thought on the biological clock, my brother?
Well, the biological clock or any clock, because what we were talking about last week was, of course, the biological clock, but the clock is ticking just about, you know, anything and everything in life. So I think the major theme last week was to get what you want to get before the opportunity passes. And I wanted to congratulate...
Yes, sir.
Was it Lady Joy and three birthday parties? All
right. Yeah, I got two more to go. Thank you, darling.
You got five birthday parties? That's more than I've had my whole life.
they just tried to make my ass whole all at one time.
Well, when you're a diva, you know, people just want to throw parties for you.
Oh, okay.
They just tried to make my ass whole all at one time.
So,
divas don't get old, dude. We get better. Okay.
Oh, we got another topic. I can just lay back on this one. All right. Two co-hosts going at it. All right.
Oh, we always do.
You don't need me.
Now,
yeah.
We're going to keep this whole conversation rolling. Now, the clock that we're talking about, you know, sometimes we all get offended. Because as we age, a lot of us don't want to age or whatever it is. And as men get older, you know, maybe the old get-up don't get up as well as it used to. You know, the mind is not as sharp as it used to be. Ladies, you know, some ladies, with time, they become, you know, like they say, they become fine like wine. While others, you know, gravity starts taking its effect. It happens to all of us. You know, we keep it 100%. You know what I mean? We ain't got to lie about it. You know, gravity starts taking its effect on us, pulling things down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But how much
I don't
of
have
your
that
life
problem.
Has passed you by,
Ms. Diva,
and you have not said the things that needed to be said and done the things that needed to be done because sometimes you fall into a rut, whatever that rut may be, whether it's an educational rut, a relationship, maybe you've given too much of your time to the children and none to yourself, because that's where this conversation came from, where these well-educated folks were sitting around talking about with pride that men used to die at least on average 10 years ahead of their wives because brothers basically killed themselves trying to take care of the family and be the burden bearers. And I don't see that as a badge of pride. They say this generation of me, what about me? Of course you have to ask, what about me? What is so selfish in asking, what about me? Because if I ain't right, how am I going to make you right? That is how I view things. Everybody else can have their own opinions on it. Because as far as I'm concerned, at a very early age in life, I became fully aware that I had an expiration date. So I've lived my life by my own rules, and I've made my mistakes, and I've taken my lumps and my bruises the way a man is supposed to. And I blame nobody for nothing. It's all on me. When I do good, I enjoy the merits of my do-goodness. But when I make mistakes and I stumble, I accept the pain and the heartache that comes along with it. Can't keep passing the buck, man. So, Mr. K. Diddy, you are on the clock, sir. What do you have to say?
I just missed that whole little statement, brother. I apologize.
You see, that's why you were on top of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason.
No, we've already talked about why Joy and I were on top. We already talked about that.
I'm back in the car. I don't know about you.
Oh, well, I'm still worried about me, I guess. I guess it wasn't about me.
Well, Lady Joy, I'll let you step in since K. Diddy's not on point right now, man.
As
what
usual.
Do you think about this clock that's ticking on all our lives, my dear Lady Joy?
Well, you know, we all have our different clocks that are ticking. And as far as I see it, instead of procrastinating, we got to bust a move, you know, doing some things. You know what I'm saying? None of us are getting any younger. We're all getting older by the minute. And the next day is not promised to anybody. So I was just talking to my daughter about procrastination. You know, there's a lot of people that complain about things not going good in their lives. Okay, well, change that. That's up to that person to change it. You know, everybody's got their own thing that's going on. So if you don't make a move for yourself, you expect somebody else to make it for you. Get up off your ass and do something. Because, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So we got to do what we got
to
do.
So that comes back to what I was talking about earlier, where you got to make yourself right before you can make others and things around you right, right?
That's right. That's right. So don't sit
All
there
right.
and complain about, oh, it's not working for me. Make it work for you or make something else work for you. Don't just sit there on your ass complaining because nobody want to hear that.
All right. Now, this brings me back to the well-learned brothers that were sitting around talking about having a problem with this, what about me? As with everything in life is a double-edged sword. So to varying degrees, one has to ask, what about me? You got to look at yourself and say, does this work for me or does this not work for me? Because previous generations spent a great deal of time dwelling in things that didn't work for them, some by choice and some were forced to, but that's another topic for another time. But they put selves to the back. And everything and everybody else rolled on except for them because you're like caught in this bloody time war. So there ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of having what about me. Because the way I look at it, you know, man, and these cats are sitting around talking, like I said, with pride that, you know, I mean, men died on an average 10 years before their wives and stuff did because they put themselves last. And I'm like, who the hell wrote that down? What stone was that came off? What mountain was that written in?
Am I on?
So once again, I'm putting the clock back on Mr. K. Diddy. Did you catch that statement, Mr. K. Diddy?
Yeah, I don't know where that's written, man, but, you know, it's hard for people to assume that I don't know, this whole biological thing, I guess it's different for men than it is women.
Men have their biological clocks, too.
Well, like I said, it's different because we're driven a little bit different. We have different pressures that society dump on us that that women don't have to deal with. You know, we have check marks, or should I say, I guess society sets it where men are supposed to achieve a certain thing at a certain time frame in their life, but unfortunately people just grow up at different times. And I don't think nobody has a crystal ball or a roadmap say, well, this particular age or this particular time in your life, you should have achieved this or done that. You know, as we live, you know, we go down different roads, you know, different relationships, different experiences, and all that plays into where we are today. Because we all are just a product of our environment. I don't care how you look at it. All you know is what you know, no more, no less. And that's based on your experiences that led you up to where you are today. So what's that to say about your biological clock? Because it's not the same as somebody else's. Or men's totally different than women's altogether.
Well, yeah, you know, men and women both have biological clocks, and yes, they are different. And everybody has experienced different things in their lives to change them or make them go into whatever direction. You know, but we all have our moments, like you having one right now.
Who says I'm having one right now? Who said I'm having a moment right now?
I want to ask a question. Do you think because of this whole clock situation that men have more place on them than women, or do women have more place on them than men by this so-called social clock that's been put on us?
It's like I told you, everybody is different. You know, situations are different. You know, what you have to deal with every day. Women, we have our moments, you know, and we have our biological clock ticking to have babies at a certain time. So do men. A lot of them don't recognize that, but it's there, you know. And we all do our things differently. And like I said, the next day is not promised to anybody. So, you know, it's up to you to make your life better than what it is. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Okay, hold on. I got somebody trying to join us. 718, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Greetings and beautiful Sunday to everybody. This is
my girl.
How are you all?
We're fine. Can you speak up a little bit? We can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me
Much
now?
Much better. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You can't hear me, though, right?
How you doing there, Joe? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't hear me?
We can hear you, Joe.
Oh, because I said something before, and I thought nobody heard me. Oh, okay, hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say the biological thing. Yeah, we do different, in different cases, have that biological thing going. And I think it's only one exempt thing that happens for women is that, you know, at a certain point, we go through where we don't have, as Lady Joy said, you know, we don't produce eggs. And I'm just saying it another way, Lady Joy. We don't produce any more eggs to have babies. You know, that's when that part of our biological clock stops. But it doesn't stop anything else because, you know, we can continue to live life and have fun and all of those wonderful things that happen, you know, in life. And that word expiration, it has always gotten me. It just gives me a chill, expire, you know, because through whether we have children or not, if we have something that we've done in life, you know, we'll never expire because it goes on. You know, it just keeps on going, whether it's through our children or through inventions that we've done or words that we've said. You know, there's no expiration to that. That's how I feel about that particular word. And also the third thing and the last thing that I'm going to say, and I'm just going to listen, is you cannot ever forget you first, because I always say that the first law of nature is self-preservation. If you don't preserve you, if you're not happy, the world is not going to be happy around you. You know, whatever is not happening for you will not be happening for those around you. you know, that are in your cipher. So make sure that you take care of you first. That's so very, very important, and everybody will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I heard that.
I will take that to the bank. Brother Joe, you still with us? You said you said something earlier, and we didn't hear you. You want to say it again?
I didn't say it loud enough. That was my fault. Because I was listening on the speaker, too, and I didn't come across clearly. So I thought I was on hold for a second, but I wasn't. Yeah, what I wanted to do was talk about some things that you had said, Tony, and Lady Joy, and that you're right, and which Sweetie had just now reinforced. You've got to think of yourself first. There's a thing called rational selfishness, in which you do think of yourself first, but you have to think of it in a way so that it's healthy. Because there are a lot of people who are extremely selfish, and they create their own unhappiness by not allowing other people to come inside their sphere, as it were, you know, or they, because of selfishness, they want to hurt other people. But if you do think of yourself first, and you do it in the right way, and as you were saying before, Tony, if you're right, then other people, you can be right with other people. So, but there's a confusion about what is selfishness, because I think if you're taught through various religions of Christianity, if you're selfish, if you think of yourself, you're not doing the word of God, because you're supposed to be selfless, and you're supposed to, in certain ways, suffer for your sins. And I think subliminally that has a message. And I think people have to realize they have to get away from that, and they have to think of themselves first, but in a way that draws in other people, so that both the person who is selfish and the other people, like children and kids, I mean children and husbands and wives, if they're all in that same circle, then everybody doesn't suffer. Everybody enjoys life and themselves. And you also said something which I think, Tony, that you should copyright. Because when you were talking about how men die 10 years earlier than women, and you called them burden bearers. Now, that's the first time I've heard that term, but that's exactly what it is when you're a husband working your butt off for your family. Now, the positive connotation of that is they say, men are providers and protectors. And that makes men feel, you know, pretty good. You know, we're the providers, we're the protectors. But it does take a burden. It's a lot of stress trying to get the bacon, trying to get those jobs, trying to start a business, and not getting enough credit for trying to keep a marriage together. So it's a burden. And if you don't copyright it, I'm going to.
Well, y'all can copyright it all you want to, but it works both ways, Joe. And I can understand where you're coming from, but women, you know, we go through the same thing.
There's a male burden and there's a female burden, but the female burden to me, a lot of it is exaggerated because a lot of it is done
Hold on. How are you going to say it's exaggerated?
Because
nothing about what you said as far as men are concerned is exaggerated, because that happens. But what I'm saying is it happens for women too. So you can't just sit there and say it's exaggerated, because it's not.
Okay, well, how about what examples do you give that are on par with men in terms of being burden bearers, providing and protecting for the family? Do women
same thing, bruh. Same
huh?
thing. Okay, being a single mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Having the child. You try passing a basketball through your ass and see if you can work through that. Not only that, raising a child by yourself. Going out there having to get a job to provide, keep a roof over, clothe, and feed those children by yourself.
Oh, if you're doing it by
okay?
yourself, yeah, I agree with you. That's a burden.
Yeah, and not
yeah.
just by yourself, not just by yourself, too, if you're married, okay?
Yeah.
Your husband can be a house husband. Okay, and you're going out there bringing home the bacon.
I'd love to be a house husband. If Angelina Jolie wants to divorce Brad Pitt and marry me and stay in the Hollywood business and keep me at home so when she comes home I can give her a bath and a meal when she comes home, you got it, Angelina.
Okay, keep up and dreaming on that one, bro.
Yeah, all right. But I have no problem being a house husband. You know.
No, I'm not saying having a problem
uh-huh.
being a house husband. I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm just saying you were saying that as far as like the burden is concerned, that the women's side is exaggerated. No, it's not exaggerated, because it's the exact same thing on the opposite side.
Not the exact same thing. When it comes to raising a kid, which is a very, very important role, and if you're doing it by yourself, that's a burden and a joy, depending upon the woman's attitude. When it comes to a man and a woman being married, which is what I was talking about, because Tony was mentioning burden bearers with regards to husbands who were dying 10 years later than the wives, they don't get credit for it, okay? It's supposed to be their job. But they put it in a positive connotation of provider and protector. But it is a burden. And women do not contribute to the relationship financially, and not, as far as I'm concerned, not emotionally to the same degree that men do.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know what type of relationships you've been in, but it's like you're categorizing all the women when you're,
that. What we have to do is talk to both men and women who are married, unmarried, or been divorced, and have them share their particular philosophies and life's experiences. I've talked to a number of them, and that's the kind of impression I've gotten, you know, but it would be nice if we both could talk to them, because you're going to be pro-female no matter what, and I'm going to be pro-male, except for those circumstances where somebody does bring in a very good example, like you did with a single mother,
mother. Mm-hmm.
But when I was talking about exaggeration, it's because a lot of times women will say and complain, but they're doing it because of an attitude. For example, well, I went out with this guy. This guy wasn't my type after the second or third date. Boy, life sucks, you know? And what kind of attitude is that? You know, you went out with a few guys. You didn't like them. Maybe they didn't like you. Let's say you dumped them. But you still got a lot of guys coming after you. So don't exaggerate that circumstance. And that's what I'm about.
Why does that have to be exaggerated? She could have been talking about just that one person that she went out and he was a dud. You know,
well,
so
that's
not being exaggerated, and maybe that's how it happened.
Yeah, you're right. If that's all it was, then it's not exaggerated. I'm talking about the women who complain about, oh, Jesus, I can't find a decent man out here. I've dated about 30 guys, and I think the whole world sucks, and, you know, but I got guys who want to buy me stuff. I got guys who are calling me, and they're pestering me. I just can't stand it. Now, this girl's talking about she's popular. But the world to her is a messy, messy place. Now, there are some women who will attract like two or three guys a day and complain about life like they're about to commit suicide. And there are other women who aren't that attractive that will go to a dance and they'll be lucky if they get one guy asking them every three or four dances that they go to and they'll say, not bad, not bad. So what I'm saying, there's an attitude perspective about how life treats us that also has to be incorporated with the reality of the life. In other words, some people get fired, they can take it, they can go on, get another job. And as you said, Lady Joy, you know, if you got a problem, fix it. Just don't
mm-hmm.
talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's my philosophy too, fix it. But our attitudes, both men and women, but I say mainly women because women love to talk and whine and nag, and you know that, Lady Joy. So,
first of all, it ain't Lady Joy. Okay, so you really don't want to get me up on this soapbox on this one here, bro.
Last week, what's going to happen this week?
Oh, hold on, y'all, because y'all about to collab. Give me a moment. We're gonna take a quick musical break.
Hurry up and play that record and get back on here.
Get away from what we said. Yes, I know you can't reach.
Listen. If this your favorite song, turn your radio on. Play it for your man or your lady all day long. This your favorite song, turn your radio on. Play it for your man. Lady all night long. It's amazing, baby, how we let it go. On and on for this long. You blaming me, I'm blaming you. I can't say you're right, but I sure ain't wrong. Girl, lately I've been thinking, and my thoughts are telling me I'm tripping. Used to say I didn't care, found your back to step. With all that talking tough, I'm gonna play it like a grown man or two.
If I don't pick up
Equality, that's all I'm trying to do is balance it. I'm not going around saying, well, men are selfish and they complain and this, that, and the other. We all complain, bruh, okay? I'm quite sure you do. I do. We all have something to complain about. So keep it equal. That's all I'm saying.
When equal is equal, yeah. When equal
mm-hmm.
is only being perceived as being equal, when there is actually inequality, no.
We all have our inequalities, baby.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said we all have our inequalities.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, say that. Don't just, because you're up there categorizing women and saying that we're this and we're that, and not all women are the same. Just like all men aren't the same. Y'all have y'all moments, like you having one right now, and we have our moments too.
Mm-hmm. You sure enjoying yours, aren't you?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Good.
And I ain't got a problem with it.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Let me know. Hey, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll let you know in a second.
Bring it, bruh. I ain't scared of you.
No kidding. All right. All right. So.
You got to bring some to get some, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of expiration.
In the issue of fairness, I must say this, and everybody can take it any way they want to. A lot of times, you know, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, and he was saying that, you know, his girlfriend criticizes him a lot. And he takes it, but he notices if he says one thing, her reaction is, I can't believe you said that. And
well,
a lot of times in male-female relationship, there's this constant tug-of-war where, you know, it comes back to this whole burdens and things that's placed on the man where, you know, I mean, society has flipped it up on side of his head where the man is just supposed to take and take and not say nothing in response. And then there are the brothers who say too much because they get off on trying to break the woman down so that he can feel better about himself by constantly raining on her parade.
Why even be in a relationship like that? I mean, only unless misery loves company. So if you love being miserable, stay in it, okay? If not, don't complain. Because all you got to do is bust a move and be out, okay? You don't have to sit there and take that shit from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, or evidently, they must like being in that relationship. You know, yeah, we, you know, people in relationships, you're going to have your ups and downs and all of this. But for it to be a constant thing, that's not good for either one of y'all. And if there's kids involved, it's definitely not good for them. So why even keep, you know, being in that same relationship? Move on.
You know why?
Make yourself happy. But, you know, that could be what makes them happy. So you never know.
Certain people are not selfish enough, because we're all brainwashed animals ever since we're kids. We've accepted what the roles of men and women are supposed to be, but the roles of what the church says we're supposed to be, what synagogues or mosques or what our parents tell us what we're supposed to be. So just like we believe in Santa Claus when we were a kid without proof, we take whatever is taught to us by authority figures as truth. So there are a lot of people who are stuck in relationships because they feel that particular role, whatever was presented to them or however it was interpreted by them, is the role that they believe that they should be in. That's why a lot of men stay in relationships they shouldn't be in, and a lot of women stay in relationships they shouldn't be in. It's a lot of self-esteem issues. It's misinterpretation issues. And people, like Joyce says, like Tony says, like Dr. Ed says, and I say, and Sweet Tea say, get out. Be selfish enough to realize that you have your own set of rules. You have self-respect. Set your boundaries and get out, if you can. Sometimes it takes years for people to wake up, though.
And that's the reality. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I made that statement earlier that we all grow up at different times, and we all are a product of our environment. We have no control over that. All we know is what we've been taught and what we've seen, what we experienced along the way. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Because that's basically
true.
What formulates who we become are these experiences and the things that we've seen and been a part of. Because, you know, the crazy thing as we're talking about is a lot of people don't realize how truly dysfunctional they are because they grew up in a dysfunctional environment.
And that's normal to them. Their normal.
And that is normal to them. It's normal
but then
to
it
be
comes
engaged
a time,
in
it,
arguments
it,
every day.
It comes a time, too, when it comes a time in your life, too, when you see, you know, some people wake up, some people don't. And when you wake up, it's just time to break that chain, okay? Because you don't want your children growing up in a dysfunctional relationship. The child sees daddy hitting mommy or mommy hitting daddy or arguing and you know, just being sarcastic towards each other. That's not a good environment for a child to be in. And eventually, some people wake up. And when you do wake up, break that chain. You know, better your life, better your child's life. You know, you don't want them to grow up, you know, being all crazy and stuff. We got enough crazy people out here as it is. Isn't that right, K. Diddy?
That's right.
You ought to know.
She had to put that last word in there.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, Joe, I do consider the source because I love my sister. I know who she thinks she is.
Whatever.
So, I don't take nothing personal because if I did, I know where she lives.
I ain't scared of you either.
Yeah.
And you see, right there in that very moment, is something that's missing in a lot of our lives, the ability to have a discussion and to say things and agree to disagree without it escalating into other things. You understand what I'm saying? And that is also one of the major things that is missing in a male-female relationship right now, you know what I mean, is the ability to you say what you need to say, I can say what I need to say, and we see where the middle road lies. And sometimes there is no middle road. And if there is no middle road, it's not supposed to be warfare. Love is not warfare. And that's why we're talking about this clock that's ticking is because, you know what I mean, if you look at it, they say 65% of us will not live to see the age of 75.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that is what
like I said. The next day is not promised to nobody.
Right.
There you
the
go.
The next few minutes is.
So these are the things you have to take into account, whereas we can't sit up every day engaged in the stupidity and the negativity while the clock is ticking on us, man. While the sun sits off on the horizon waiting to go down in our lives, we have decisions to make as to what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And so once again, it comes back to putting me in perspective to say, okay, this is for me, this ain't for me. Well, this is maybe. Let me try it a little bit and see where this goes. You understand what I'm saying? You can't have nobody trying to throw things your way, and you just supposed to accept it and eat crow pie all the time. A brother don't mind eating crow pie every once in a while, but, you know, a brother needs some bacon and some filet mignon, too. And this goes out to my brothers and my sisters who are forever thinking they can just dish things out, but they ain't supposed to get nothing back in return. Or the brothers and the sisters out there who want something for nothing. Everything
right.
in life has to be. You know what I mean? What if you want something from me, what are you giving in return? Too many of us have been spoiled, and I'm going to make sure I make this real clear. I'm not only talking about my sisters, even though it's predominantly my sisters. I'm talking about my brothers, too, have been spoiled by people giving them something for nothing. If I'm giving you something, I damn sure expect something in return. So to you well-polished brothers earlier who talking about put myself third and fourth, you got me messed up. It's the balance. Of course, when you have responsibility and obligations, you are supposed to look after them. That is what a man does. But at the same time, who the hell said I ain't supposed to get something in return?
Alrighty
I need
then.
Something. If I'm giving something, I need something. Because that something you're giving me is going to motivate me to give further.
And contrary
but
to
if
women,
I ain't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Joe.
And contrary to what women think, it's not sex. That's not what men want in return.
No, what is it? No. Sometimes there is more. You know, I'm going to jump all over that one. It's not always sex a brother looking for all the time. Sex involved, of course. Sometimes there might be something else a brother seeking.
Yeah.
It's not always sex.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's support. For me, I'm going to speak for me. To me, it's support. Because sex, yeah, is important. But that's not what I'm after. Okay? In a relationship, if it's not marriage, if it's beyond marriage, what a man wants, what a woman insists upon, what a man should insist upon is support. If I'm doing for you, then you've got to do for me in a way that pleases me as long as it doesn't hurt you in the process. And there's nothing wrong with a man getting support from a woman to be appreciated for when he does something right, to be shown something when he's done something wrong, and to be given support when he's down and out. So for me...
Straight up. I like you, Joe. You're riding on the same airplane with me. I have no doubts about you. But you're over here on the same flight with me. That's
okay.
All a brother
yeah.
wants.
Yeah.
I need
hey,
to be
Joe,
appreciated.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Why y'all make it sound like if a dude do a good trick, he get patted on the head?
No, he needs to...
That's not what he meant. Maybe that's what happens to you.
No,
and the women you deal with, but that's not what he meant.
Joy.
Go ahead, run with that. Joy.
Go ahead,
brother.
Joy.
Yes. What?
What am I talking to you right now, Joy?
I'm all up in this conversation, baby. So you know.
Can Joe answer my question?
Okay. I said appreciation. I hope I didn't come across like a man should be getting a pat on the head and a pat on the head and then that's it. No, he should be getting full appreciation for what he does, and even a little bit of appreciation goes a long way with men. You know, if a man's at home and he's doing the dishes.
Joe.
Yeah.
I need you to say that again because a lot of women are not up on that. Please tell them that again. Throw it out there, my brother.
All right. Okay, for all the women listening, you should download an archive I did about a year ago on 2 hours. It only came out of 1 hour on appreciation because that is something men love don't get is appreciation without expectation. In other words, show us that you really appreciate what we're doing for you, especially in a marriage, okay? Little things. And I'm telling you now, women, if you do that without expectation, because a lot of women here, Joy's going to jump all over me. I'm going to say most women now.
Thank you. No, then you say most women. Say some women.
No.
Okay.
Most women.
No.
See,
there you go categorizing again.
Most women.
I was agreeing with you what you said.
I don't
you know?
Care.
Can that man have an opinion? Can he have an opinion, though?
Ain't nobody talking to you right now. It's me and him, okay?
Can he have an opinion, though?
Look, here's the thing.
I tell you, Kate Diddy. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Now, Joe, that's you.
All right. Look, Joy, I'm saying most because of my experiences, the people I've talked to, outside of Blog Talk, the people I've talked to, inside Blog Talk, the articles I've read by both men and women, it's most women in my opinion. If you disagree, that's not a problem. But right now, let me finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Okay. Most women have this quid pro quo thing where they, if they give something to a man, they have it like an accountant. I did this on Monday. He should return something to me on Tuesday. That's not the way it should work. Yes, everybody should expect something in return. But if you do it in such a cold, calculating fashion, your man knows it. And he's saying, you know what? I can't do anything unless this girl is going to put it down on her ledger. And she doesn't do anything for me until she brings it up 2 hours later, 2 days later. But if you just give your man appreciation, okay, and don't do it for any reason outside of just plain selflessness based upon your rational selfishness, you cannot get rid of your man. Your man will appreciate you, think you are the greatest woman in the world. You can't get a divorce. You can't get rid of him, okay, because he hasn't had that. Now, Joy, do you want to jump all over me?
No. I'm not going to jump all over you because I agree with you on that, you know. And, yeah, there are a lot of selfish women out here. Yeah, there are a lot of selfish women out here, myself in particular.
Yep.
As far as my man is concerned, I totally appreciate and show him that I appreciate him. Yeah, there's a lot of selfish women out here. You never know what they might have gone through to come to that point in their life, you know, and vice versa, okay? Mm-hmm. And I agree with you on that. Show appreciation to both sides. Men, show appreciation to your women, and women, show appreciation to your men, okay? Because, there's a lot of women out there complaining, oh, I don't have a good man, and there's a lot of good men out there, okay? But you got to act accordingly, and that works both ways.
I agree with you.
I'm not going to jump all over you this time.
Is this
time.
The same Joy that was on the show about 2 seconds ago? Because it doesn't sound
like her. No. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it is. And I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Show appreciation on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, I agree with that.
I'm not categorizing and saying men don't appreciate women because some of them don't.
I agree.
And the same with a lot of women. You know, they can't appreciate,
and then they'll sit there and complain
that they don't have one.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Joyce. Also, I'm going to ride for my sisters for a moment. A lot of you brothers out there don't appreciate the little things women do sometimes, and she, in return, wants to know that she's appreciated.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When you have a woman who cooks a good meal or holds you down in whatever way she holds it, it's not an entitlement. And this goes for both male and female.
Right.
You ain't entitled to nothing. A lot of you brothers out there and sisters, you act like you entitled to something. Like, you know, a brother just supposed to do something just because you or she's supposed to do something because, you appreciate me. I have a big thing about appreciation. If you give Tony a glass of water and I'm thirsty, I'm damn sure grateful for it. You feel me? Because you could have left my ass out there to get dehydrated, but you offered me an ice-cold glass of water in a clean glass nonetheless. A brother appreciate that. You understand what I'm saying?
Paper cup.
It's the little things, and a lot of times, too many of y'all, and I'm going to make sure I stay real even-keeled with what I'm about to say so that I don't go off thinking I'm just riding on sisters. A lot of us, male and female, act like you got some entitlement to what somebody's supposed to do for you because you cute or you this or you that. And a lot of times
it is the female, because truth be told, women who are beautiful get much more bestowed upon them because brothers bestow upon beautiful women.
See, there you go. You're ruined it.
And a lot of them are trifling, too.
You were going real good.
Trifling ass women.
Sure, you can't argue with that statement. I think beautiful women, I think if you're an 8 or a 9...
And, honey, that goes the same for of a fine-looking man, too.
No,
so,
not the same way.
You know, you guys, y'all really get on my last damn nerve, always categorizing, okay? I'm just trying to keep it equal here.
Truth.
And the same goes with a good-looking man, too.
Oh, no.
It goes the same way. So, you know, make sure that you put that in there. You know,
It does go the same way.
Just because nobody's attracted to your ass doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
No, and let's not get that personal with me, you know.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
Well, don't get that personal with me either. God damn it.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because there are a lot of handsome men out there. But let's be real. How many men out there got 4 or 5 women paying their rent? You would find the odds are much greater that a woman will have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different men doing things for her. But there's some brothers got game like that. I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But the odds of, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is that a woman would probably, a very well put together, as my man Joe likes to say, a 9, 10 looking woman, brothers would be much more willing to give up and cut that check than a good looking man.
Let me give an example.
Joe, let me finish.
Go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
Tony, you there?
I'm here. Who said they had an example?
Oh, no. We're saying, Joey's saying to finish.
Yeah, go ahead, finish.
On your phone.
That's K. Diddy interrupting everybody.
K. Diddy, go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just laughing. But listen, on a good day, just to follow your example, it ain't nobody offer to take me out for a can of iron and sausages, but they always trying to offer to take Joy out to get a meal. Now, why is that?
Because you're a cheap ass, and I'm an 11, okay?
No.
That's because I'm an 11, okay?
She don't even know that, Tony.
Huh?
I don't know what.
She won't admit to the truth, Tony.
Men
are always subjected to that type of following.
Joy, that is the
truth. That's because we got the power, man.
Handsome brother.
That is the truth.
Hold on, Lady Joy. That's why you're over there laughing. You having 5 birthday parties. Because you're an 11, right?
5.
But I mean, it was offered to me.
A can of Vienna sausages.
But wait a minute. Okay, the parties were offered to me.
Nobody said it wasn't offered to you, Joy. Nobody said it was not offered to you. That is not the issue. The point was that it is offered to you. That is the point. That's
another
what we're
thing.
Saying.
Joy, another thing. Nobody's saying, I'm talking for me. Nobody. Oh, again, I don't think anybody's saying either that you don't deserve them. What we're saying, I'm talking for me. I'm saying that men just don't get that, even if they're handsome. They might get it if they have a lot of money, if they have status, which is obvious, such as celebrity status. But they don't get it as often as, let's say, the average girl who is of 7, 8, 9, or 10 without celebrity status, without any money. She will get more attention. She will get more money thrown at her. She will be. She will have men more willing to, let's say, help her out, help her finances. Women don't do that because, as you know, women have the attitude of, let the man do it.
Exactly. I understand that, too.
I understand this, too. That has happened since the dawn of man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's because...
You're making his point.
Mm-hmm.
You're making his point. You're agreeing. You're making his point.
I'm just saying, okay, it's been happening since the dawn of man, okay? That's because we are women, okay? And we carry that kind of power, okay? And The men are attracted to it, do everything that they can to get it.
I'm
okay.
Talking about vagina power. Yeah, I mean, yeah, men.
Yeah, well,
men.
What else would it be?
But see, now we wrong. If we want to make some dick payments, we wrong.
No, we don't do.
Hey, if you can get it like that, get it like that, bro. Okay.
Yeah, we don't do it for vagina. I think when you're young, you do anything for vagina. When you're older, you do it for a relationship. You do it for companionship. You do it for a worthwhile woman. You don't do it for vagina. When you're younger, yeah.
When you're older too, baby. When you're older too.
No. When you older, like Joe said, it's a whole different operation now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for some.
Because first of all, when you do the math, one thing balances out the other. So then you have to look at what else you bring into the table. So the vagina don't have that power when you get to a certain age. Matter of fact, that's the last thing a brother needs right about now. You know, like what else comes with that?
That's not what you said.
Yeah, you better be quiet. Your husband might be listening.
He's right here. He ain't got a problem with it.
But that's the thing. I mean, can I curse on your show, Tony? Because
sure, go ahead.
He got K-Diddy permission.
Oh. See, I mean,
this is internet. We can say what we want to.
No, it's not the power of the pussy, all right? It's not vagina power. When you're younger, again, as I've already said, it's to get a woman who is there for you.
You got a little problem with me drinking that?
That
was an Alcoholic Anonymous commercial.
Not so anonymous now.
Hold on.
We got somebody else. Oh, we just lost them. Somebody else wanted to join the party, but they went on. Okay. It's all good, though.
All good in the hood.
You know, we keep it real up on you. You know what I mean? We were talking about the clock, but you know how we go on kind of play. We bounce all over the place, and we finally got Joy, hopefully, to see what we see, even though she was trying to knock it at first till we had to bring it to her on a personal level, that she having 5 birthday parties while her brother can't even get a can of Vienna sausages.
Okay, well, let me tell you something about those.
Not one.
Well, that's not like a personal problem. But as far as this is concerned, it had a double-edged sword there. Yeah, they wanted to give me parties. Why? Because they wanted to attract people to what they were doing with my name. But it was good for me, too, because I received presents. I did networking, so it worked out on both sides.
And you deserve it, because if you're the
now,
type of woman...
I got to ask you a question, Joy,
mm-hmm.
and be honest. You know, even though you got all brothers on the phone and you got to stand up for your sister, if you weren't a diva running about a 10, do you think these things would have came your way? Let's be real.
First of all, make that an 11.
That's a yes or no
question.
And then it depends on... Me? Yeah, I still would have. I still would have had that. Myself, I still would have had that. Somebody else, I can't answer for. Me? Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, she's not going to yield. She's not going to yield.
Since we're on this topic, we're going to keep it rolling. I'm going to keep it real with you. Because, George, you keep it real with us, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, a woman will look at a brother in a heartbeat talking about, yeah, you know, buy me a car. Pay on the mortgage, come over and walk the dog, come cut the lawn, what else have I heard? Cars, walk the dog.
Take me someplace.
Mortgage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come take, but if a brother make these requests, what's the problem? Yo, girl, I need you to come over and come walk my dog for me.
That's not a problem. If he can get that, if he can get it like that, get it like that.
Yeah,
but
when
we're trying to figure out what creates the if. What's the if?
Mm-hmm. The if is
why this can't be the balance. If you expect it of us, what's wrong with us expecting it of you? We're just trying to see the
balance.
There's
no problem expecting that. That's what I'm saying.
Where does this if come from?
There's no problem expecting that. But I'm saying, get it like that, if a brother can get it like that, get it like that. Okay?
Thing,
you wrote the book, Tony, Play a Step Your Game Up.
If
a brother can get it like that, do that.
No, but see,
that's what I'm saying. If you can get it like that, get it like that. So, Tony, you should be having my back on this one since you wrote the book, Play a Step Your Game Up.
I got your back, Play a Step Your Game Up. You understand?
Shameless plug.
Matter of fact, for all of you brothers out there, it's my shameless plug moment. Within the next 2 months, I'm putting a book out called Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know, a lot of y'all, Play a Step Your Game Up and Playerology was not for you because it was written from such an urban perspective, and it's not everybody that's trying to be a player. But this new book is for all demographics. I'm breaking it down to a science for y'all. It's going to be called Who Is She and What Is She to You? And it's all about brothers taking a look at themselves and really seeing what's going on around them. I'm getting the website up. I'll let y'all know in a minute, but hold on. I think I got somebody that wants to say something here, you know. I don't mind shamelessly plugging myself because ultimately I need to share this wealth of knowledge. And this time around, I made sure I wrote the book that it goes across you, whether you're old or young, black, white, Latino, whatever you are, you'll relate to this new book. Playerology is not for everybody because a lot of y'all want to be players and y'all just don't qualify. And I need to put that out there. It takes a certain mentality to be a player, and you don't qualify. And I'm just one of the first people to saying it like that. But hold on, 718, you're back on with us. What's happening?
Yeah, I just want to chime in and just say that when it comes to relationship and why one doesn't do something for the other, I think that, you know, when we're getting together and we're listening, you know, ear listening, skillful listening, to one another, then we'll know why when we say, you know, the man says to the woman, you know, can you come walk my dog, and she doesn't want to, or she says something and he doesn't want to. It's about what were their experiences, not their baggage, but their experiences, so that you know how to deal with that person, so you know what to say, what not to say, you know.
To say it.
Hey, but, you know, it does take listening to one another in the beginning, so that you know what you can say and what's going to make that person feel a certain way, you know, in the relationship. So, it, you know, hey, let's get to listening. I think that we got to get to listening again, so that, you know, we can get to living again.
That's right. That's right. That is so true.
Oh, sweetie, wow. You always come with that energy. So if there's anything I want y'all to take away is, get the listening on, then you can get the living on. Is that what you're saying, Sweet D?
True that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I might have to copyright that. Joe, add that to my list of stuff to copyright, my brother.
Well, it's the burden bearer you should copyright. Because I've never heard that before, and it does and it describes very aptly what husbands have to go through. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll copyright what wives have to go through.
Joe, why do you have to join in on something like that?
Because I can't.
Oh, okay, because you can. That's exactly right. I want to, therefore I do.
I think he set you up, Joe.
I enjoy talking to you, Joe. I really do.
I love it, too. I love it. It's a show we can be controversial without it being hurtful, so I like it.
And I especially like when Sweet D Love chimes in with her philosophical charm and put us all at ease.
At the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And put us all at ease. Chill us out.
That's right, Joe.
Yeah,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you, Sweet D. We totally appreciate you. We totally appreciate you.
I don't. How's that?
Well, that's your problem.
I know Sweet D.
It sounds like a personal problem right there.
That's why I just said, because she and I have known each other for, I don't know, about a year, something like that. But,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take, we got to take one more quick little musical break here. Check out my man Q Harper. Don't go nowhere. Stick and stay. Can I play a play?
those late last night. We did those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and say, la la la, la la la. La 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 la. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming, me and you. I can't seem to get off my mind what we did late last night and this morning too. Ooh, 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 baby. But I have one more request. Just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing, baby. La la la, la 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 la. Hey, baby.
Welcome back to the show. That was my man Q Harper. The show today was called The Clock is Ticking on Just About Everything in Life. And the reason I gave this show that name is because, listen to me, man, life is short. Appreciate the life you have, and if there's things that are wrong, you got to make it right so you can have just a moment of peace. So you can get some serenity in your life, some joy, because who wants to be miserable every day? That's not living at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, take stock of your life. Look around you. Don't be a purveyor of negative energy, man. Try to do something positive. First of all, for yourself, and then for those around you. Really, though. K. Diddy, can I get an amen, brother? You want to add to that?
No, brother, ain't much to say after that. Amen. That's
okay.
A quick question.
Right. I'll take that. Because that's what life is about. If I'm good to you, be good to me. That's the Al Green song, baby. You know what I mean? Who wants to be good to somebody who's being bitter and nasty to them? And why would you even put yourself through that? Is the question I ask myself. If you want to get along with me, I'm going to get along with you. That's the kind of guy that I am. If you're going to be nasty to me, I'm going to be nasty to you.
especially in a relationship. I'm not about to be one of these fools who you're constantly giving that you ain't getting. And it's not even about coochie all the time. I'm talking about if I'm being nice to you and courteous to you and cooperative to you, I expect the same in return. And I personally don't think there's too much to ask for.
It's not.
But it's, no, it's not. Because that's what life is about. If I'm willing to sit down and rub your feet when it hurt, I expect the same from you in return. Mm-hmm. This should be a mutually giving situation. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. But too many of us got this entitlement syndrome where, oh, yeah, rub my feet, but I ain't going to do nothing for you. What the hell? That's what my mama sat up in that hospital room and pushed me out for, to come into this world for you to wipe your damn foot on me.
And that's a big
joke. You were going to say something, brother.
That's
jump
a big
in.
Problem of, with female entitlement. And that pisses me
off. Oh, here you go.
A lot of women, a lot, have that female entitlement. Don't forget now. And correct me if I'm wrong, Joy. Is it not prevalent throughout all of America how women are raised to be daddy's little girl, to be princesses, and to have that sense of entitlement? Am I wrong?
No. You're definitely right about that.
Right.
You are right. There are women that are born thinking they are entitled to have, you know, probably because they have had, and that's all they know.
So you gotta
take that into consideration too. You gotta take that into consideration too. If she is daddy's little girl, daddy spoiled her all of her life, because she was the apple of his eye, she's going to expect that, you know, from men. And then my father raised me. I was the only child, you know, and I was his baby, mm-hmm. and always have been and always will be. And I was the only child. And my parents, you know, they raised me, but they raised me to the point it's like the world doesn't revolve around me.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm a very unselfish person. But there are women out here that feel that they're entitled just because.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you have to take into consideration that might be all they know. So that's what they expect.
I got a question
down,
for you.
What?
Why does all the really, really, really selfish women don't think they're not selfish?
Because they probably don't know any better.
Yeah.
They probably don't realize that they are selfish until it's brought to their attention. Okay, just like men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of them are raised, you know, mommy's favorite, you know, and they think that they're entitled just because. It works both ways. And I always have to instill that in all y'all men, because y'all always talking about women this and women that. Make it equal.
No, Joe, there she go with that crap again, Joe. There she go with that mess again. That double standard. That double standard mess.
That's not being double standard. That's being equal.
It's always that
balance.
That
ain't being equal.
Bring in the last point.
That is being equal because it works both ways. Hey, Diddy, just because somebody spoiled your ass and you didn't know no better.
There we go. Here's the thing, though.
Okay, so don't even go there.
You know what, about being spoiled, I think mothers and fathers should spoil the kids, should give them everything
mm-hmm.
that the kids deserve and want, because if you're not prepared to bring kids into this world and support them financially and emotionally, don't have kids. But if you have them, spoil them. But you brought up a very important point, Joy. You should also teach your kids, I'm the one spoiling you. The world does not owe you a living.
Exactly.
But they don't do that.
That's right.
That's the bad part, you know, because kids should be spoiled.
And,
you know.
Right. And being a woman, you know, things come to women because of being a woman. And
mm-hmm.
and it's like I was saying, you know, if daddy spoiled her because she's daddy's little girl, she's going to expect that from the rest of the men in her life, unless she is taught the world does not revolve around you.
I agree with
what you just said, you know, spoil your children, love them, give them what you can, you know, but also teach them,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm doing this here, okay? The world doesn't owe you jack, so
mm-hmm.
understand that. And if they don't understand it, it's going to come a time in their life when they're going to be put in their place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and it 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 was it'll probably be needed at that time too.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Can I
like
get
this,
an amen?
Yeah, amen on that.
Amen.
I'd like to ask something. I don't, speaking for myself again, see if the guys agree with me. I don't think men mind taking out princesses, doing anything for women. We don't mind dying for you. We don't mind protecting you. We don't mind traveling cross country for you. Okay? Even if it's, you know, supposedly our role. I don't like roles, but suppose it's our role. We don't mind doing any of that. But damn it, women, when we do it, just show appreciation for it. That's it. You show appreciation, a man will do anything for you. Just show appreciation and do some things on a balance, on an equal level for the man. Because otherwise, because a princess, I don't mind meeting a princess. A spoiled woman, I don't mind a spoiled woman. If she has enough rational selfishness that she can share herself with me without that feeling of entitlement, you've got me. So I'm.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, too. I really do.
Don't come in thinking that you deserve some shit because you got a new weave.
Mm. Oh, here you go with the stupid shit.
That ain't stupid. That ain't no more stupid you think you can come in deserve something because you can open up your legs. What's more stupid than that?
And like I said, the women that you date, okay, need I say more?
Oh, you need to say a lot more.
Okay, like
you need to say a lot more.
It depends on who you attract. And from what you're saying, it's like that's the only women type of women that you know.
Well,
and it's more to a lot of women out here than just that, nigglet.
No, we're talking about it.
I doubt if it's just the women that K. Diddy dates, or the women I date, or the women that Playa dates, or the women that most men date. I think it is because of the way society has brought up women. Men are hardwired to be protectors and providers. We don't mind. We die for you. We die for us. We die for our country.
Right.
But we got to have something in return called appreciation for it. And appreciation.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. But I'm saying most women do not feel that they have to do that. They feel you're there, you're the man, provide for me, and whatever I want to give to you, I'll give. And if it whatever I do to annoy you, I don't understand why you're annoyed. And that,
okay,
that
I'll tell you
me.
Why I'm annoyed right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you why I'm annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you did fine until you said most women. And there you go, categorizing. And
it's not always most women. Why do you think it's not most women?
Because I don't feel that it is. Okay, I can say most men are assholes.
When it comes to men versus men, men are assholes. We're, you know, men and women, we're, as far as I'm concerned, we're just human scum. God forbid if we ever escape
Speak
this
yourself,
planet.
Bro.
You know, if we escape this planet to go out in the cosmos, I pity the universe because we'll start colonizing and spreading our seed around, or we'll start spreading wars like you wouldn't believe. But when it comes to relationships between men and women, men treat women better at the start than women do. Yeah, there are a lot of assholes who, because I believe that probably either they've been too spoiled or they've been too hurt by women, they become assholes. But remember, and this is my philosophy, we're hardwired to please, protect, and provide. If we don't get the appreciation, and as a matter of fact, if we get smacked down as a result of it, that's why you get a lot of guys who become abusers. And guess what? When they become abusers, who do they attract? They attract women who love to be abused as opposed to women who love nice guys. There aren't that many women who love nice guys. And that's another problem with women, dysfunctional.
Oh, here you go.
Yo,
well, I can say this.
I can say this.
We women, yes, we are attracted to bad boys. And, you know, you got to have at least one or three in your life.
One or three.
Okay. Or maybe more. Or maybe more.
Help you.
Depending on how you work it. Okay. But my point is, you know, I agree with what's been said. You know, women, show appreciation to your men when they do things, even the little things. Say thank you. Say, oh, I love this, or whatever. And men do the same thing.
Do the
you know, same. We just need to appreciate each other. Show appreciation to each other, period. You know?
We are down to the last 3 minutes of the show. I didn't even realize we've had a great show. Joe, call us back next week. We're glad to hear from you. Sweet D to the folks in the chat room. You know what I mean? We can run with this topic forever, and who knows? We might even run with it again next week.
Yeah, let's
do that. This is just stuff, but Lady Joy just said it best. Let's appreciate each other. Let's appreciate each other on some real ish. Let's appreciate each other and try to make us the best us we can be. You know what I mean? A brother don't want to get kicked in the nuts when he already down, and a woman don't want to be stepped on when her face is already in the mud. So if you ain't trying to get me, get up, you're trying to push me down. Ain't that how we see it, K. Diddy?
Absolutely. If you can't be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem.
Straight up. And on that note, I'm going to let my world movement artist here, Icy Jones, take us out. Can a Player Play live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Check us out on the website, www.worldmovement.com. And I got some upcoming news. And, I mean, support your boy. Grab a copy of the book. Come through. Holla.
Icy J-O-N-E-Z. Yeah, man. From the B.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Better believe C-Pain.
Yeah. If I had a fade, I'd still be a nappy boy. Take down my braids, I'd still be a nappy boy. I dread my head, I'm a steel, I'm a nappy boy. But if I forbid, thank God I'm a nappy boy. Street credibility, black card ability. Front yard, car lot, backyard, baby. I don't have a house, no. I have a castle, cathedral, chapel. Give away homes, pick a ticket off the raffle. I can take you anywhere, know how to act though. Pick a place, spin the globe, roll gold, outline the diamonds that glow. Showing up like Jazzy Faye, showing up and showing out. I say, oh, and easy, oh, so easy. I can be me being everybody else, that's the hard part. Ain't T-Pain, no, girl, I can't sing. Ain't Lil Wayne, got no championship ring. Quiet as kept, I'm not even signed yet. I'm waiting on that call from Tallahassee about my sign check. You can bet, like BET, Black Star Power is in me along with the Hennessy. Blue president black, yeah. I know you like it how I know because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than comet. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fools get some clowns, buffoons lay it down.
Lay it down.
I've got a club and a bar in my spot. In my closet is the place where my loved one shot. If they ain't got it, then they know that I got it. If they ain't bought it, then they know that I bought it. I make a profit, put some money in wallets. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, then know that you would love it. Want me on your hip like